Brandon.
And I'm Scoop.
And this is the Keen Mean Pod, where we dive deep into the challenges, triumph, and transformation of today's men. Whether it's mental health, relationships, career growth, fitness, or simply navigating modern masculinity, this podcast provides honest conversation, expert insights, and actionable advice for men striving to become their best selves. What's good, my brother?
My brother. Or should I say young king over there?
Young king.
Let me put some respect on my brother's name over there.
Nah, you good, man. Listen, man. Hey, we're on the pod today, so what you got?
Oh, man.
What's new, man? How your weekend was?
The weekend was...
Oh, your week? Because it been a long week.
You know, I'm glad you asked me that too, brother. I'm glad you brought it up because last Sunday, one of my partners from college, he hit me up on Messenger or whatever. He called me, and at first, I wasn't going to pick up because I was trying to get straightened out because I was going out of town and everything. So I was trying to get myself together or whatever. So I was like, yeah, I ain't got time to talk to the boy right now. But something in my spirit told me to pick up that phone, boy.
Okay, then.
I pick up that phone. Boy, I said, first thing, boy, I said, I want to thank you, my brother. I want to thank you. I'm like, bro, what are you talking about? He said, because the business vision that you want right now, which is the jump removal.
Yeah.
And he said he been meant to tap in with me since last year about it. But he said he just ain't, he forgot about it, basically. He forgot about it. I said, which is cool. So he's like, but yeah, it was definitely in the atmosphere, though. He said, I congratulate you and everything else or whatever. I said, man, you know, I appreciate you, but you know, it is what it is, though. You know, I just had something to do, needed something to do that summer and everything else for a side hustle. So I started it up and everything else. He's like, no, but you don't understand what you did, though. I said, talk to me. And he was like, because I wanted to do what this him talking. And he was like, because I wanted to do something so bad for so long, seeing you put something out there.
Oh, man.
Come on. It just sparked something in me. So I want to thank you personally. I want to come in here and, talk to you. Because, you know, I seen when you put that up there last year, and I've been meant to speak at you, but it's all good now. Like, we're here now. And he said, because you did that, that sparked something within me, and now I'm starting my own business right now.
Boy, that's fire right there. Man, let's congratulate brother.
Hey, man.
Yes, sir.
Shout out to Keyroy Miller, man. Like, that's my partner back in school and everything else, yeah. Man, you know. I know that was a long drawn out little situation I gave just now, but that, you know, I had to paint that picture for y'all just now, man. But he's like, yeah, man, he just bought him a car trailer.
Okay.
He just bought him a car trailer. Matter of fact, I think it was like this past Tuesday or Wednesday. I said, look, you know, when you get that trailer, send me a picture of it now. Send me a picture of it.
Yeah.
And he showed me, he took like two or three different pictures of him and, you know what I'm saying, the car trailer and, you know, the other guy that he bought the trailer from and everything else. And he said he got that going on. And I don't necessarily know if he's doing like the jump removal type situation, but he's like, he going to different stores and everything, like appliances and stuff like that. He want to move that around.
Yeah.
Or whatever. So I said, my boy, look at him, boy. I said, boy, you just didn't make my fucking day. You made my whole damn week, boy. Yeah. I said, you made my whole week. Cause I ain't even thought of about that. You know what I'm saying? Like that or whatever. I ain't even thought of it like that, man. I just wanted to get something going on. And, you know, it kind of happened. And he was like, well, and then, you know, I gave him a few gems and everything else. He's like, what you got for me? I said, for one, go get you some business cards.
Yeah.
I said, by Friday, you need to go and have you some business cards and everything else. So he, I haven't spoke with him since Thursday. But boy, doing his thing right now, though. I said, I got to tap him in with the kingdom and everything else, man.
Definitely got to tap in, man.
Because me and boy, we was legit on the phone for a whole hour.
Yeah.
Just talking.
Just talking business.
You know what I'm talking about?
Catching up.
Oh, man, everything, boy. I said, boy, you just made my fucking week, dog.
Yeah.
You just made my damn week, man. And then on top of that, I'm sorry, bro.
Go ahead.
And let me rant for a little bit, man. Yeah.
Cause this is what it's for, man. Come on, let's go.
Cause last week was just crazy, man. And far as you know, just staying on this kind of time right here, man. Last week, this guy worked, well, I don't work for him. The company I work for, they do business with this other guy and everything else. And I meant to show you, I actually recorded some footage in my phone how much land this dude got. Man, listen here, boy. Like, I'm not going to lie to y'all, though. Legit, he can put at least 3 stadiums, NFL stadiums, my boy, with the whole works. I mean, parking lot and everything else, but on his land. Man, listen here, boy. When I tell you, my man got so much fucking land, dog. It's ridiculous, man. It's ridiculous. And it's so crazy that, you know, I'm always going out there for work because what he do is he sell us sand, you know, because when we have to pay the roads and everything else. So he sell us sand or whatever. And it was so crazy that when I went out there that particular day, he stopped me. And he's like, well, I want you to help me put the hole, you know what I'm saying, cover up the holes in the road and everything. That's because he got tight on the roads and stuff. So I ain't want to do too much, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I ain't want to really drill him, but I asked him one or two little questions though, man. But, you know, we ain't went too far with it. But anyway, long story short with that, man, like, this dude, he got so much freaking land. He's like, I'll never sell it. I'm going to lease it out, though. I'm gonna lease it out, man.
Is it out in the country?
It's out in the country. It's out in the country, man. Near Monts Corner area. Near Monts Corner, Goose Creek.
I think they kind of growing up.
Yeah.
Like from the bottom part.
Yeah.
And going up.
Man, listen.
Like they growing in that area.
Listen, boy. It's so they doing so much construction in that area to this crazy,
like,
boy.
Going up towards Columbia.
Mm-hmm. All that right there, man. When I tell you,
well, he had a lick, boy. Man, he had a gold mine.
Listen, boy, and I had a pleasure to sit with my boy. I, like, a lot of people wouldn't even look at like this right here, like I'm looking at it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I, like, this dude, like, legit got so much land out here, and it just ridiculous, bro. And I was just sitting there looking at it. And then I had the pleasure, he like, well, take me back to the house. When I tell you, from where the work site at to where his house at, mind now, this is all his land right here now.
Right.
It took us another 20 minutes to get to his house. From the back part where they doing the work at. We had to go through this field. It took us 20 minutes to get to his house.
He got that much land?
Man, listen here, boy. Listen here. When I tell you, like, I promise you I'm not lying to y'all. This dude can legit build 3 stadiums.
NFL stadiums?
NFL stadiums, boy. Parking lot and everything now on his lot. I promise you.
He owned the whole month's corner, ain't it?
Man, listen him, boy. Listen him. I said, boy, ain't no way, boy. And dude, he was so chill, though. You know what I'm saying? Dude was so chill.
Young
man.
Guy or old?
No. He probably about, if I had to put a number, like, maybe early, late 70s, early 80s type situation.
Oh, okay. You think he inherited that land?
He had to. He had to, bro. He said he lived there all his life, though.
Okay.
He lived right there in that same spot all his life.
He inherited that land.
Yeah.
He probably did. Because the reason why I asked that question is because, you know how you see successful people and stuff like that?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but in my opinion, some of the research I have done, a lot of them people kind of inherit a lot of things.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of times they don't ever talk about it, but... Mm-hmm. A lot of, you know, you would think they got it out of mud. I guess what they did was they just, you know, kind of built on what they've been, was inherited to.
Right, right, right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's pretty dope, right?
Man, listen here, though. And that's a whole thing in itself for them, man. Like, you know, having land and real estate, boy, like, don't ever sell that land, boy. Because matter of fact, I was talking to the guy that he's over me over the drivers and everything else. You know, like, my man, he get paid every time the trucks come out, that he getting paid. So why would you sell that land for you getting that one big lump sum? You know what I'm talking about? Versus carrying on for decades and, you know what I'm saying, all that shit right there. Go ahead, bro.
I was getting ready to say. Over there, like going towards T-ville, Alligator Road. Before it was nothing but woods out there.
Yeah.
Right. And now they're building real estate out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, most of that land probably most likely is owned by, you know, black people.
Right.
Because ain't nobody want to kind of stay over there. You know what I'm saying? Guess what now? They're building real estate over there. So it's like, you know, and it probably was like that for like, what 40, 50 years?
Mm-hmm.
And now they building real estate over there, they widening the roads. Now, who would have thought they would have been doing all that over there 40, 50 years ago?
Exactly.
Nobody. Because, you know, people probably was thinking, like, ain't nobody want to stay over here.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you kind of buy for the future. You know what I'm saying? Things going to change. You know, not real estate, but contractors and stuff like that, they're going to be looking into, like, you know, widening the roads. You just never know. Population growing.
Yeah.
You know,
but I guess
that's,
you know,
that's pretty fire right there.
It is though, bro. And the thing is though, when especially around this area that we from anyway, these little small towns and everything else, and people don't see the use of getting land. Some people don't anyway, and you know, for cheap way back when or whatever, and then you know, years go by and everything. It's like, damn, I should have bought that piece of land I had my eye on. I could have bought it for, you know. $50 not damn worth $2,000 type shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just that kind of stuff right there, man. And you know, me and my people, we got land right now. You know how many people that came up to me like, yeah, how much y'all selling for? Nah, my brother. Nah, my sister.
Yeah.
It's not for sale, because you gonna give me right now. You give me $50 for the land, and in the next damn 20 years, okay then,
yeah.
Run that thing up, man. What are we talking about right now? No, you don't. That one thing you don't sell, my brother, is land.
Well, that's what happened to the old lady, man, and her family.
Go ahead.
And I hopefully ain't shining too much light on it, but basically, you know, she stayed in Mounts Pleasant, and her mama's side of the family had a house and stuff like that in Mount Pleasant. It was air property. And I would love to kind of go more in details about air property, because sometimes I think people, you know, need to have a will and stuff like that. The air property can get kind of hectic, you know what I'm saying? But that's another topic for another day.
Right.
But what happened was one of the person in the family ended up forging some stuff, some paperwork and stuff like that, and sold the house. So the house sold in the 90s for like you know, quarter mil, probably a little more, but a quarter mil. And now that house and that land, you know, you want to know how much it is now?
I'm listening.
Just for not the house, but the land.
Hold on, you said how much they sold it for?
They sold it for a quarter million in
quarter
the 90s.
Million. Right.
You want to guess how much it worth now? It's just the land, because the house ain't no more, you know, don't exist anymore.
Right.
But just the land.
I'm listening. Please tell me something.
$2.2 million in Mount Pleasant.
Man, listen,
downtown, man. Mount Pleasant too.
Downtown. Ain't no way, boy.
Yeah, like, so what? And even that, before they gentrified the whole area, they used to call it the old village.
Okay.
And majority of black people stayed down there. You know what I'm saying? And what they did was everybody from up north came down here, and then they ended up raising the property value of the land and stuff like that, and the houses. And then, you know, a lot of people couldn't afford it. So they ended up selling it. So basically they kind of forced people, you know what I'm saying, to sell the black family to sell the homes. Downtown Mount Pleasant, and they kind of moved towards North Charleston area and stuff like that. But at the same time, what happened was the rich people came down here, and as soon as they moved down here, they increased the value.
They bumped that thing on up.
Yeah. And what's so frustrating is the fact that I don't know how we as black people add value to anything, you know what I'm saying? Like the way they do the laws and everything else, how they look at things. I don't know how we even have value, because what's so crazy is they move the original black family out the neighborhood, bring the rich Northerners down here, mm-hmm. and then immediately increase the value. Which is crazy, man. I don't know how that worked.
Shit, me either, man.
I don't know if it's the amount of money these people have. They be like, well, they you know, we're going to increase the value. But that's the reason why it's so important what you just said. Mm-hmm. Now, and right now she got her grandma still stay down there, and she ain't never selling that land.
Never come out that shit.
But if you look around, man, they got $1 million houses surrounding her little house that been the same way mm-hmm. since the 60s, 70s. Mm-hmm. And she still got her same property. And she said she ain't gonna sell it.
She ain't coming off nothing.
She ain't coming off nothing.
Love that shit, bro.
Yeah, so you know,
love it, man.
I think that's fire though, man. And going back to what you were saying about the land in the country and stuff like that, you just never know how what may happen in the future. You know what I'm saying? That's the reason why I said you know what I'm saying, you buy land, and I think you buy land for the future, mm-hmm. not for what it is right now. You
that's
know
true.
What I'm saying?
That's true.
That's my opinion about that though.
And especially in the country, man, where I'm from, like all you see is damn back of fields and damn cotton fields and shit that, man. So
they still got back of fields out there?
Okay then.
Well, I ain't seen tobacco field in a minute,
man,
because they said tobacco is real expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Right
come,
now.
Come on down to the country. I take it right where the damn field at. I ain't lying.
But where they sell that tobacco at though?
No, they sell it somewhere.
Cause
they sell them somewhere, but I ain't lying. Cause it's still going on right now.
Okay.
I ain't lying. Cause I know when we come back from Charleston every day, I think that's the. Either St. Stephen's or Clan area, something like that. They got a whole bunch of tobacco fields out there and shit like that, man.
And I wonder where they be selling that.
Shit, they gotta be
trying
doing
to figure out where they because everybody vaping.
I ain't lying.
Man, everybody vaping now, man. That's why I'm trying to figure out.
Listen here, man.
I mean, people still smoke cigarettes and stuff like that, but last time I was told, like, some of that stuff been coming from China and stuff like that. The tobacco. Because they say tobacco is hard, not hard, but it's very, very expensive.
Yeah. Most definitely is. I ain't lying, but shit, yeah, they still got them in the country, but I ain't lying. I pass some shit every day, but, you know, I know where they at, though. They back in the country, though. Like I said, between that and them damn cotton and corn,
and but you know they use corn in a whole lot of stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
Like I just realized how much.
That's true.
The reason why, if you go up north, like Michigan area,
mm-hmm.
That's all you see is cornfield.
Really?
Like I ain't seen when I was up there. I ain't seen nothing else but cornfield.
That's crazy.
Like miles and miles of cornfield.
And I guess every place got a country, yeah.
And I think
you know countryside and shit like that.
Potatoes or something like that too.
Okay. Yeah. Cause I know, you know, doing a little history on my little small town. You know, we was known for tobacco,
yeah,
and everything else, man. So, you know that was
and cotton and cotton. Just
shit, actually, it was all on. But I think that money maker was at the back and everything else.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And matter of fact, it was crazy because going back to the guy that got all that land out there in Charleston, whatever, he was riding with me and everything else, and he was like, "Where you from?" I was like, "I'm from Lamar." He said, "Lamar." I said, "Lamar." I said, "But we just call it Lamar, whatever." Yeah, I said, "Yeah, they by Florence." He said, "Yeah, I know you're talking about y'all do a lot of the backup there, right?" I'm like, "Yeah, we got a little something over there, whatever." And the fact that he knew that off top, you know what I'm saying?
He was a farmer back in the day or something.
Man, boy, say he had his damn hands in some of every damn thing, bro.
Damn, what made him, you ever ask him what got him into, like, putting his hands in everything, where it started at?
I ain't really want to tap in too deep with my man and shit, because he was on a mission to getting that road out there straightened out or whatever, so I ain't want to do too much.
Okay. Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? I ain't wanting to dig in too much, man. So I just kept it, you know, kind of on the surface and everything else. Like, you know, oh, it's a lot of real estate. Yeah, I said, you own all this right here? Like, yeah, I know. I own all this right here. You know, I think he said he got a couple of sisters, no brothers. You know, and basically he hadn't made all his life type situation. He said he don't cook.
He said he don't clean.
He don't do none of that shit.
He always had a maid.
He always had a maid. He said, yeah.
He was a black maid.
Man, listen. I thought, yeah. Here you take this shit. I don't know. Now. Hey, look, it could have been. You know what I'm talking about? Listen to him. Boy. Listen. Hey, my man.
Hey, how old he is?
I said like late 70s, early 80s type shit.
Yeah, he probably had black maid.
Because and what brought that radio, right? So I started playing some 70s music or whatever. So, I mean, they jamming back here, you know what I'm saying, whatever. And I could tell that he wasn't really grooving like that. I said, okay, so I'm going to turn down a little bit or whatever. So, and then, and like, yeah, I don't too much like your, I don't too much like soul music, but I love soul food, though. I said, okay. I was like, so what kind of soul food you cook? Like, no, I don't do no cooking. I said, not even on the grill? Like, nah, I don't do no cooking at all. I don't do no cooking, no cleaning, no none of that stuff right there. He said, but raising, you know what I'm saying, growing up, I've been in them fields, though. You know what I'm saying? He told me some little fly shit about how they used to do, the back or something like that, hole in the back or all kind of shit. Like, I ain't never heard of that shit before.
Yeah.
He said, all you got to do is damn slash it down the middle and just chop it down. This thing, third, that's how you clean it or whatever. He said, but it's called hoeing. I said, okay. I was like, I ain't never heard of that shit, though. Like, man, I've been on fields all my life now, so I know a little thing or two. I said, okay. I said, you got it, OG. I
said, you got it.
Yeah, I said, you got it, bro. I ain't lying. I said, you got time. Yeah, man, I'm raised up with sisters and aunts and so that. So, you know, whenever I've been in the fields all day, I come back inside, they already had everything for me.
Yeah.
So in my head, I'm thinking, like, yeah, this motherfucker, he been spoiled all this damn life.
That's what I hear.
And check the mood, though. That's
what it sound like.
And check the mood, though. Check. You look at him. Of course, he's working that day, but he's like, yeah, you know, I walk around looking like a hobo and looking like I ain't got no money and everything. I love not having all that attention or whatever. He's like, I ain't got to have all that because I know what I got, though.
Yeah.
I know how I came up and everything else. And I'll think to myself, I want to say that shit, but I ain't saying that to him. Like, yeah, I heard... what the people shop at Walmart now?
Yeah,
I want to say that, but like, I said, I'm gonna keep it. I'm gonna keep
well,
it. Like
well,
that.
I'm gonna tell you, I feel like the only wealthiest person I know,
mm-hmm.
you know, what I'm saying, my family is probably Pops.
Okay,
you know, what I'm saying he got out of mud, but he ain't flashy, but he kind of flashy because he like polo, he like Air Maxes. You know, what I'm saying he used to rock Jordans. Stuff like that. But at the same time, I don't think he that flashy either. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I always, in my mind, like how a millionaire, you know what I'm saying? Most people that's millionaires, you just don't know they millionaires. You know what I'm saying? And maybe I think that may be a generational thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? They don't like people. You know the old saying, don't let your left hand know what your right hand. Don't. You know what I'm saying? I just think... Older people, you know what I'm saying, they just live by a different code than younger
people. That's
true.
That's very true.
They don't flaunt. You know, they ain't want nobody in their business. They ain't trying to bring too much attention.
I ain't lying.
I remember I had went downtown to this bar, and I was sitting. I think he was with me. The guy, he was sitting right beside.
I know exactly what you're on, though.
And he showed his bank account. He was just chilling.
Man, listen to him, boy. Listen, matter of fact, it was two of them, but just one of them that day.
That one particular guy, he kind of showed us his bank account. Man. He was just chilling.
Listen.
And you know, he was just talking and he just looked like a regular dude.
Regular ass dude. It wasn't nothing flat or flashy about OG at all.
He wasn't doing too much. He had that money, boy.
He could have bought the whole bar at least three or four rounds.
Yeah.
Easy.
Yeah, three, four
rounds. If he wanted to now.
Yeah.
He was just chill. And the thing OG said, he was like, yeah, I come here, you know what I'm saying, by myself sometime, woo-de-woo. And you know, I just sit around, I just chill out. I don't do too much and everything, because I know what I got back at home though.
Yeah.
I said, boy, yeah. I said, boy, look at him, boy. That's some real shit, they know.
It is.
He said, because you know, yeah, I made damn good money and everything else. And like you said, he showed his bank. I'm like, OG, ain't no damn way. He like, but the thing is though, OG, he lined his shit up way back when though. Yeah. Way back in the day, so he could damn, in order to have what he had right now, he had to line that shit up way back then, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? So, that shit, they were just crazy, man. And I said, God damn, bro.
Hey, you had said something earlier, and I was going to bring it to your attention about the guy that reached out to you when you had started your business.
Okay.
And it came back to me, though, while you was talking. And you said, man, that blessed you so much. Why? Well, you can go in details of why it did.
Ah, man. I think really what it was, man, is that you know, you really never know who watching you though. You know what I'm saying? You so stuck in the hustle and trying to, you know, get to the money and everything else, man. You really don't know who watch you, who pay attention to you and everything else. Yeah. And I told boy that, like, I like when I put it out there, I wasn't even thinking, oh, well, you know, you're going to inspire some people, this, that, and third. I wasn't even thinking about that. You know what I'm talking about? So when he said, like, yeah, like, Scoop, you really put some fire upon me to go ahead and start my own business. I said, you know, I really wasn't thinking about that, though. Like, I was so, you know, so focused on doing something else and everything else. I didn't really pay attention to what I was really doing though.
Yeah.
And you know, and like I said, we was talking for a while and everything, man. And he like, well, can you give me some pointers or something, this, that, and third, what I need to do? Because like, even though, you know, we went to school together, me and Sam Mays, I kind of look up to you right now. You know what I'm saying? And you know some stuff right now. You know some stuff, and not just right now, just, you know what I'm saying, just in general or whatever, because he's trying to start. Well, he is starting his business. I ain't trying. He is starting his business up, man, but you don't understand, boy. Like, I said, damn, boy, that shit really did something to me now.
So how that motivate you? Because not saying, how that motivate you? Somebody that you didn't know.
Level.
Yeah, inspire. You inspire you, you know, unknowingly you inspire you.
Right.
And you know, I know you know, everything kind of slowed down for you in a sense,
mm-hmm.
for as your business and junk remover, and now you inspire somebody and you see he got that fire and like he going, you mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? So how that motivate you?
Man, just
through him inspiring you.
Just stay consistent, man. Just stay consistent, bro. And just keep on going, man, because you never, like I just said, you never know who watching you, man. So don't ease up and just keep going. And just stay consistent, man.
Yeah.
Just keep on working. Keep on working, dog, because a lot of people, you know, don't have that juice inside of them to go ahead and start that business and everything else, something that they want to do for the last 5 years or so.
Yeah.
And like I said, I mean, I'm a little lost for words, and I ain't sitting here and fake though. Cause I told boy, like, boy, you don't understand what you did, boy.
Yeah.
You don't understand what you did, boy. And
so now that fire didn't, it sounded like he didn't spark that fire back up in you.
Man, listen, that why I told boy, I was like, man, Roy, you don't understand, boy. You don't understand. Like, Tom Scoop, you don't understand, boy. Like, you really did your thing, man. You doing your thing, boy, and I appreciate you now. But yeah, but back to your question, like how it got me going, man. It just I ain't gonna say put you put you on a pedestal and shit like that, man, cause you know that people really watching you.
Yeah.
So you can't let up now. You can't let up, man. You gotta just keep going.
Staying focused.
Stay focused, man.
Hey, that's the word by itself. Staying focused.
Stay focused, man. Discipline. Yes, discipline. Cause I told him, I'm like, yo, man, you know, your price is your price, brother. Your price is your price, man. So, you know, cause you got them folks like, oh, you too high. You this, you that. You know, be a little, you gotta be aggressive about it too now.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned the prices.
Go ahead, brother.
Let me see how much time we got.
We got a little something.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned prices and whatnot, because I went and got my hair cut yesterday, and so, you know, me and my barber was talking. So there's another guy that, you know, I sometimes go to too, and he went viral.
I just seen it the other day.
He went viral talking about the prices and haircuts, the inflation and haircuts.
And I just seen that too.
And I ain't gonna lie, I wouldn't mind having him on the pod, man, for him to talk about.
What's his name though?
Maurice Simmons.
Shout out to Maurice Simmons, man. You got to come through, man, for real though, dog.
And reason why, you know, when you mention prices, man, I just realized, man, he was talking. So what I pay for mine, it down near $100.
But I mean, okay, you looking, you throwing out the number, but
it down near $100.
But tell them all the services you get within that $100.
Yeah, it come with for everything though. You know what I'm saying? Okay. It come with, you know, the cut, the washing my hair, washing my beard, steam.
Time when you get that little blowout and shit like that on your beard.
Well, you talking about the little steam now. I'm talking about you steaming the beard in the face. Boy, I got jokes.
Go ahead, bro.
But it come with a whole lot of stuff. But me and my barber was talking about that, you know what I'm saying? Because I said both styles are needed, you know what I'm saying? But I guess both barbers are needed, you know what I'm saying? Right. You got somebody who specializes in certain things and people willing to pay the price for it. And then you got somebody who, you know, cut hair and he open to just not appointments, but he open for walk-ins and anybody can kind of walk in, and he lower his prices.
Gotcha.
And he looking out for people who don't have that type of money or can't afford it, or, you know what I'm saying, just, you know, especially if you got like boys or something like that, you know, come in. So, you know, so when you talking about prices, your prices, and don't lower your prices, it triggered something in me, because I was thinking about Maurice, he went viral, and he was talking about he gonna lower his prices, because he ran into one of his old clients that didn't, you know, say, you know, he couldn't afford to get him and all his boys haircuts. And so he just kind of been doing it on his own, which I still think that's dope too. But
right.
And that made him, Maurice, think like, well, you know, I need to lower my prices. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, it getting too ridiculous. And so when you say your prices are your prices, sometimes you still want to be competitive towards the market.
That's true.
Right? Like ain't want to just be giving away anything free. Right? But, you know, I think you got to look at the demographic, the area and the people that come into you, and who you cater to, who your customers are and stuff like that. So, like, my barber customers is, you know, it may be a little different. You know what I'm saying? And to be honest, most of the people are like entrepreneurs, lawyers, and people are well established. To be honest, all the ones that I seen come through that I know, like, they doctors. You know what I'm saying? Like, he got all of them coming to him. And they paying them prices like it's nothing.
Right.
A week. You know what I'm saying? $100, $200 a week. Real talk, man. So I guess, I don't know. How you feel about that, man? When you throw prices, your prices.
I mean, but also I told him, you know, even though I told him like, okay, your price is your price, whatever. But at the same time, like, okay, well, you know, kind of. If they say, so for example, if they say, like, if you tell them $130 and then they say like, oh well, this ain't 30, whoop the whoop, I think I should pay like $75. So then, you know what I'm saying, you kinda meet them in the middle.
Negotiate.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Negotiate a little bit. Okay, well, what about $100? You know what I'm saying? So, because every hustler know that you already got your set price already, but you're going to goddamn, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Bump that thing up a little bit, see if they can rock with you. You feel me? So, you know, I already had a number in mind anyway, so I like, okay, I'm a rock out like $130. But, well, woo the woo, $75. Nah, we ain't doing that. Okay, I can bump it down to, you know, $110, $100.
So you got your set number at first, and then you got the bottom number that you know you not gonna go lower than that.
Ain't no way, cause you ain't making no money. Now you gotta add up gas, tools, the actual labor, this, that, and the third, all that shit, they add up right there. You know what I'm talking about? So before you even make that conversation, okay, boom. I ain't going no lower than 100. I'm going to start at 130. You know what I'm talking about? And now they talking this crazy talk right here. So, okay, we can meet in the middle somewhere.
Hey, negotiation is the, like, make up 90% of the business.
Easy. God damn. I'm like, Lord.
Negotiation.
Oh, you too high. No, just that third. And that's the thing with me, though. See, I ain't really no aggressive type of dude, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? So if somebody said, well, oh, the price should be this right here versus what you trying to tell me. Okay, then, so, you know, we can do that right there. Knowing that I done lost out, you know what I'm saying, at least about a good $30 or $40 type shit. And, you know, and then when I look back at it, I'm a, you know, like, damn, why let these people damn work me like that right there for? When I know damn well I should have damn stuck to my damn price from the top. So, you know, shit like that you got to go through.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that way, and that way I told him, like, you know, your price is your price, but at the same time, if you want to negotiate, you know what I'm saying, you already got your bottom number anyway. So go ahead and, you know what I'm saying, work off that and everything else, and you'll be all right, though. You'll be straight, though.
Yeah, I think that's real key right there, man.
Yeah.
That's key.
Yeah.
Negotiation. I mean, you already know what the work you're going to put in to do it, you know what I'm saying? But I know a lot of times people forget that they got to pay themselves.
Come on.
You know, like, and what your hourly rate is. And then, you know, like your equipment, all that stuff you got to pay for. People always be trying to get something free. I mean, I guess, I ain't going to say free, but, you know, some type of discount. And I do it all the time. Everywhere I go, I be like, hey, y'all got military discount?
Okay, then.
I did it yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Even though, I would probably never go to this restaurant ever again, but.
Is that fucking disgusting, brother?
I don't like buffet. I absolutely hate buffet.
Yeah.
And my kids do too. But I say that to say they only gave me $1.36 discount.
Hold on, you said $1.36.
Yeah. I'm like, damn, that's what I get from serving this country. $1.36.
Boy, you crazy for.
There was it. Oh yeah, you're
crazy boy,
yeah. But yeah, man, I appreciate everything, the tips and everything. But we're going to our next thing and talking about beer tips, stuff like that. You know, I've been on it for a few weeks and whatnot.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know what you got for us, brother? Point. What you got?
Well,
for
you
us,
know,
brother?
Still on promoting Jay Chappelle premium beer oil.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What I want to highlight is about this particular oil. Not only I put it on my beard, you also can use it on your face.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And also you can put it in your hair too. You know what
I'm saying?
Yeah. And I just want to name some of the ingredients.
Go ahead, brother.
That's in it. virgin argan oil,
mm-hmm.
pure Jabba oil, vitamin E oil, sweet almond oil, pumpkin seed oil, hemp seed oil, grape seed oil, and then you got some, it's scented with premium grade essential oil. And this product is not tested on any animals or anything like that. You can pick this up at, I ain't put the address out there. Oh, I ain't got the home address, but you can look at it at www.jchappelle.com.
Mm-hmm.
And make sure y'all check it out, man, because, listen, I can't go without it every day.
Man, listen, boy.
Every day.
You been using yours? Yeah, shout out to Jay Chappelle for real, man, because he came through with the, you know what I'm saying, with the goods right there and everything, man. So, but, yeah, I think last week I was using it like 3 days in a row.
Okay.
Or whatever. So, you know, whenever I get up in the morning, I, you know, get situated. And go ahead and get the beard straightened out.
Yes, sir.
So, you know, I need to start taking some, doing like a little video and everything else, man, from, you know, the Anthony Hamilton look to the, you know, the Brandon Chair looking a little bit. You know what I'm talking about?
Man, I see you on point over
easy,
there.
Easy now.
I see you on point. I see something going on
easy
over there.
Easy killer. You know what I'm talking about? So, yeah, he, of course, I mean, I can't tell the difference right now, but I did go get a fresh lineup just the other day. Shout out my boy, David Edwards, down there in the Chuck, Charleston, South Carolina. Understand?
Yeah, you got all the way.
Come on.
Okay.
Man. Like I said, I work down there, and that's my partner, so, you know. Yeah. It don't make sense. I got work there. I holler at my other boy. Shout out to Feli, too, man. And I holler at him. You know, I told him I was going to get back real late. So, you know what I'm saying? He had no openings and everything. So, I told him I'd check him out next time, whatever. So, it's all love, though. It's all love, man.
So, what's the tip of the week, man? I got one particularly.
Go ahead.
I was talking to my mama the other day, and she told me, she gave me a tip, and I probably should do it, too. But she said, This time of the year, this season of the year, people tend to break in people's cars and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And she told me to keep your key fob like next to you. And then, like, you know, if you see somebody, any movement in the yard and stuff like that, press the panic button on your keychain. Most of the time, robbers or thieves, you know what I'm saying, they tend to, when you hear noise like that mm-hmm. in the neighborhood, they end up running. So,
okay.
I thought it was an awesome tip.
That's pretty good, eh, brother. Shout out to mama too, though, for real, though. Yeah. That's some good stuff there, brother. I ain't lying.
What you got, my brother?
Man, I was gonna say, let me see here, what I got. But nah, like far as my tip of the day, man, you know, just going back to what we was talking about all day about staying focused and everything else, man. Just some little trucker stuff I'm about to put y'all on game with, man. You know, as a trucker say, driver, keep that thing between the mayonnaise and the mustard. You know what I'm talking about? Because, you know, just stay focused. As long as you stay between that mayonnaise and that mustard, stay focused, you'll get there. Because anything outside of that ain't nothing but a distraction, my
brother. Yes, sir. I love it.
Ain't nothing but a distraction. Yeah. Stay focused.
Stay focused.
Stay focused, man.
Love it.
That's it, baby. That's it. Thank y'all for listening to the King Me podcast. Because it's every Thursday. This your boy Scoop.
Your boy Brandon.
And we out.
Peace.